prepared a message for us this morning, and I ask that each one of us would open our hearts and our minds to those words that he has for us. And I ask for your careful and your prayerful attention for our brother Bob Hedrick.
Thank you, Dwayne. Good morning. I do have a few thoughts and a general idea I'd like to get across to you this morning, and hopefully it'll be simple enough that everybody can understand, and you can be edified. That's what our goal always is. I'd like to talk this morning about a little respect, just a little bit. Do you like that one? Respect. It's kind of a funny word. Apparently we didn't get spect right, so we had to redo it. So now we have respect. And what I'd like to ask is, you know, you guys that are out here, do you want to be respected? Okay, I'm just asking. That's the question. That's all it is. Blank rows. Nobody making eye contact. Don't make eye contact. Very good. Most everybody wants to be respected. Why? Don't you hate that question? Why? It feels, yeah, it feels better than being ridiculed. Yes, it does. But why? Why else? Is that the only reason?
People respect you because you've done something that they would like to emulate or they can count on or is consistent.
Your peers are saying, we like you, basically, right? Is that right? Anybody else have reasons why? It's funny because if you look around, we got age group from here to here. And we're going to have so many differences, but we're all peers. We're all equals. But that's not what I want to talk about. Anybody else? Reasons why you want respect? Yeah.
I try to respect others, so I would expect the same in return.
Okay. When people respect each other, they're more courteous. And Rebecca was saying how, you know, she wants to be respectful, so she wants other people to treat them. Yes.
You deserve it?
Yes. Because we respect people that serve. Okay. Well, you know what? Before we probably get too far, we should probably decide what respect is. What is respect? If we're all going to agree to what respect is, what is it?
Nice.
Being nice? That's kindness. That's... I saw a hand. Look at with favor. Oops. A little medical terminology there. Yep.
Seek advice.
That's something you would do but what is respect though? I mean, someone you respect, you would go to seek for advice, but what is respect? Meredith? Can I say value? Hope I can, that's big enough to read. David, did you have one? Helping people? That certainly is being respectful. But what is respect? Anybody ever think about when we talk about it? Talk about respect and disrespect, but what is it? Yes, Amy? Honor. Honor is a good word.
Reverence.
I like that one. Now you're reading my mind. That's a scary place, isn't it? Anybody else? Those are some pretty good words. Cool. So, Malia, yes. I didn't hear that one. Listen. Yes, if we have respect, we listen, don't we? Don't we? No. Okay, so, basically, we say we want respect, right? And we're saying that this is what we're saying respect is. We want people to look to honor us and to see us as having value, right? Revere us? Well, maybe. Look at with favor? Yeah. Yeah.
Well, it might not be you personally,
but what you stand. Okay, certainly. But in order to gain it, what do I have to do? I got to stand for it. Okay? Respect others? Certainly, that's part of the things we should be doing, right? Okay. Is everybody comfortable with what this is? So we're all clear about this is what we're going to talk about. We all understand respect. Okay, good. How do you get it? Live it. All right. Now it gets harder. Okay. How else? I mean, that covers a broad thing, Katie.
Yes, you get respect by respecting others.
Respecting others. Yeah, you do earn it by living it, don't you? That's what we're trying to figure out. How do you earn it?
You have to look at some of others and feel it in yourself.
Okay, let's look at this. We're saying we have to live it, right? Got to live it. How do you live honor? We got some cool words up here now. What do they mean? Live honorably. What does that mean?
Without reproach.
Stand up for what is right.
Yes. Stand up for what is right. That's honorable. I don't have a place to put it. Okay. I get this feeling that everybody wants respect and they feel like we understand it. We understand we got to live it. Okay? But sometimes it gets lost in the translation because sometimes, do you ever not see it? Wait a minute. We say we want it. We say, okay, I want it and I know I got to live it, but how come I don't see it? Okay? Disrespect. This is, sorry. I'm too old. Do they still call it dissing? What does disrespect look like? Cody? Disobedience, right? So we can kind of define respect by defining disrespect, can't we? What else does disrespect look like, Travis? Not the, huh? Pride. Okay. David?
Being bad to people.
Rudeness. Oh, that's a good word. Rudeness. It's funny, because all you got to do is, if you're parents, you think back to what drives you crazy with your kids, don't you?
Disregard.
John, you're in my head. You scare me. I was just thinking that. I was also thinking about ignore. If you're going to disrespect somebody, would you ignore them? Yeah, but selfish. Anybody else? That's a pretty good list. Cool. All righty. I had some other ones too. A sign of disrespect. Would you call being late a sign of disrespect? Why? Means you don't care. That's right. You can wait for me. So what's that? That's being disrespectful, isn't it? Yeah.
Stubborn.
Absolutely. Somewhere in there. You can be stubborn and be rude, can't you, about it? Because if you're not rude, then you're steadfast. And that's a good thing, right? If you're disrespectful, do you complain? Is complaining disrespectful? Oops, sorry. Do you ever think about it? If you're complaining to a business about service, that's not being disrespectful. Parents, when your kids complain, is that disrespectful? When you ask them to do something? Is it? Yes, no. Because I want to make sure we're on the same page. Okay. I see lots of going. Okay. Meredith, you had your hand up?
Yeah, one time when I was out in prayer overseas, they didn't have life as we know it here. And our guide said, now remember, when we dinner tonight, do not complain. It's the best thing they got.
That's right. It's sometimes.
If you complain, they get the best they can.
Yes. Sometimes people are doing the best they can, and you complain and it doesn't help, and it's disrespectful. Okay. Mouthing off. Boy. How come we got such a big list for disrespect, but not for respect? I think we just use broader terms here. But. You guys can read sideways. All right. Contempt. What's contempt? You ever think about what contempt is? Disrespect for authority is contempt. It says, I know what you want, but I don't care. Right? It's kind of goes back to pride a little bit. Now, where do we go from here? We talked about how we want respect and we feel like we got to live it. But I'm not talking about just amongst ourselves. Okay? Because what I fear is we as Christians often disrespect God without even realizing it. You know, immediately I want to say, no, I respect God. He's awesome. I'm trying to do my best. Yes, we are. Okay. But some of these things apply to us. We're talking about God. Because God has given us these scriptures, and He's told us how to live. And so if we have this knowledge, and then we don't, we're being disrespectful, aren't we? For instance, 2 Timothy chapter 2. Second Timothy chapter 2, and this is a common verse everybody should know. Verse 15 says, "Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth." Pretty clear, isn't it? He's saying, hey, study. Study your scriptures. How well do we do it, though? Some of us, I'm sure, do very well. Myself, not so well sometimes. I get so busy with other things that's the kind of one of the things that gets pushed away. But what am I doing when I do that? I am putting God and His commandments second. Okay? We would never stand before God and just do something blatant to disrespect Him. You know, to show Him disrespect. But it's these little things that we do. He's saying, study. This is important. We've heard sermons before about how important it is to study. Over and over and over again. But then Monday comes and, well, you know what, I was busy today, I'll do it tomorrow. And Tuesday, and if we're lucky enough, by Friday we've forgotten about what the sermon was on Sunday, and our conscience is clean. But we're still living without respecting God. For years and years, you know, if you turn back into Deuteronomy in the 11th chapter, for centuries, the way God designed it, the way His plan was, it's in Deuteronomy, the 11th chapter, talking about these commandments that He's given unto the house of Israel. 18th verse says, "Therefore shall ye lay up these words in your heart and in your soul, and bind them for a sign upon your hand, that you may be frontlets between your eyes." And He's not talking about the Jewish things. He's talking about memorizing it. Lay these my words in your heart. Put them in there. Deep inside, memorize them. It says, "And you shall teach them to your children, speaking of them when thou sittest in thine house, and when thou walkest by the way, when thou liest down, when thou risest up. Write them on the doorpost of thine house and upon thy gates, that your days may be multiplied in the days of your children in the land which the Lord sware unto your fathers to give them, as the days of heaven upon the earth." And you know what? That worked for generations. But we don't do that so much anymore. And it's a simple little thing to sit down and talk to God to read his scriptures as a family. As parents, we have an obligation to get the stuff into their hearts and their minds. And so, you know, it's kind of easy to poo-poo it and say, yeah, but we're busy and I'm not going, you know. But I wanted to bring it back to realizing that when you're doing that, you're disrespecting what God asked you to do, commanded you to do. You know, another word for complain is murmur. Anybody know any good murmurers in the scriptures? They kind of murmured in the morning and they murmured at night. What's that? Laman and Lemuel. Turn to the first book of Nephi. Chapter 5. And it's on page 54. It says, now, the 91st verse says, now when they saw that I had begun to be sorrowful, they were glad in their hearts, insomuch they did rejoice over me, saying, we knew you could not construct a ship, for we knew that you were lacking in judgments, wherefore thou canst not accomplish so great a work. And thou art likened to our father, led away by the foolish imaginations of his heart. Yea, he hath led us out of the land of Jerusalem, and have wandered in the wilderness for these many years. And our children have toiled, being big with child, and they have borne children in the wilderness, and suffered all things, save it were death. And it would have been better if they had died before they came out of Jerusalem than have suffered these afflictions. Behold, these many years we have suffered in the wilderness, which time we might have enjoyed our possessions in the land of our inheritance. Yea, and we might have been happy. And we know that the people which were in the land of Jerusalem were a righteous people, for they kept the statutes and the judgments of the Lord and all his commandments according to the law of Moses. Wherefore we know that they are a righteous people, and our father hath judged them and hath led us away that we would hearken unto his words. Yea, and our brother is likened to him. And after this manner of language does my brethren murmur and complain against us. How did that work out for Laman and Lemuel? Do we sometimes complain to God about our circumstances? Man, why can't I just be different? Or why can't things be different? Why can't I have a better house? Why can't I have whatever it is, a job, you name it? Okay. When God's saying, look, I gave you this, well, first of all, I gave you Christ, and I gave you a place to come and worship. I gave you brother and sisters to worship with. You have sufficient. You have, you know, food on the table. You have a place to lay your head. You're richly blessed. Look around the world. But in our humanness, we're always wanting something more. Something bigger or something better. Okay? Instead of showing respect for God for the things we got, we start getting selfish. Man, when's it going to be right for me? You know, time is a funny thing. Time is something we try to save. We never can. We have a finite amount of it. And if you think about it, it's like if you had a dollar for every minute that God gave you. We don't know how big our bank account is. But say you had $10 million in your bank account. Okay? And you take these dollars and say, well, you know what? I'm going to spend $60 in church on Sunday. Because that's what I'm spending my time. You spend your time like your money. Okay? Because once it's gone, it's out of the bank account. Your bank account doesn't collect interest. It just keeps going down and down and down. Okay? You put your priorities where you put your time. Remember how we were supposed to study the scriptures? Okay? How much time this week did I open my wallet and say, okay, I'm going to give 10 minutes, $10 to study the scriptures? Then, okay, well, then I start looking, well, how much money did I spend in the last week watching TV? How much money did I spend on the computer playing games? Was it more than the $60 that I spent church on Sunday? Where is that showing where our priorities are? And how is that showing respect to God when we're saying, you know what, God, I'll give you a little bit. I'll give you, you know, when it's convenient for me. But out of that $10 million you gave me, $9,575,000 of it, I'm going to waste it on something else. I know you gave it to me, but I want to use it for what I want it to do. I'm not going to do it for what you want me to do. I'm going to do it what I want to do. I believe that that's being disrespectful for what God has given us. It's wasting it. You know, I believe that we are commanded to respect God, obviously. And we respect God by respecting other people. Husbands, do you respect your wives? Do you treat them with respect when it's just the guys? Or do you say, oh, my wife is a terrible cook? I don't know. Wives, when it's just you and your husbands aren't there and it's just a bunch of wives, are you sitting around going, you know what? My husband is such a pain. I don't know why I put up with him. Is that being respectful? But if you want me to, I can turn to the scriptures and it talks about where husbands are supposed to honor their wives. You don't honor them by turning them down when they're not there. Wives, I can turn to where it says you're supposed to reverence your husband. If you're tearing them down when they're not there, that's not reverence. That's disrespect. And you're not disrespecting just your spouse, you're disrespecting God, because He's the one that set it up. Kids, when you're disobeying your mom and dad, you're disrespecting God. I can turn it, you want me to, it says, children, obey your parents. Honor thy father and mother. I don't need to read these things over and over again, you guys know it. But that's what I want to, this is just a simple thing I want to get across. Is some of these things that we think of, well, they're just little things. But if you really look at it, these little things show a disrespect for God. And I don't think any of us here would blatantly do something like that. And, well, I'm going to just, you know, I'm not going to respect God. I don't believe we do that, but we do that by little things. Because we don't think that, well, doing this isn't necessarily disrespecting God, but I think it does. If that makes sense. You know, it's funny. I remember going to Mexico, and I think it was in Melchor's church. Is he in Zan? One of them in Zan? Older guy. Melchor's a good man. He's got some things he's dealing with, but I was impressed because when we started getting ready for church, every child there could quote a scripture. It was Habakkuk 2:20. And if I could find it, somebody moved Habakkuk out of my Bible. Habakkuk 2:20 says, "But the Lord is in his holy temple. Let all the earth keep silence before him." And it was really awesome because as soon as you said that, everybody got quiet. Because they came there for a reason. And it wasn't to just socialize. Everybody focused on what they were going to do. Turn over to Ecclesiastes in the 5th chapter. It's similar. Fifth chapter, the first verse of Ecclesiastes says, "Keep thy foot when thou goest to the house of God, and be more ready to hear than to give the sacrifice of fools, for they consider not that they do evil." When you're coming to church, come with that right attitude. Because when you bring other thoughts of your mind in, you're not there for the real purpose. Okay? You're not giving God the respect. That if he was sitting right here in the room, you'd be thinking about, okay, where's supper? Or where's lunch going to be? You know? Or as soon as church is done, I got to get this done and this done and this done. If God was standing there at the back of the room, we'd be going, you know, he would have our full attention, I'm convinced. But what I don't think we realize is that he is. He's always right there with us. But we don't see him, so he's not there to think about all the time. But he's there. He sees what we do, what we don't do. One of the reasons that, you know, we talked about how we get respect is by giving it, by living it, right? God's lived his respect. He's earned it. Okay, and we're still trying, aren't we? We're trying to have that ability that people will respect us. But we want God to respect us too, don't we? Did you ever think about that? The scripture says that God's not a respecter of persons, but it means that he's not a respecter of, well, this guy, it's of his position. Well, this guy's an elder. I'm going to respect him more than I am, you know, somebody who's a priest or a lay member. That's what he's talking about. But God does respect our offerings. I'd like to turn back into Genesis. Right at the very beginning. Well, not the very beginning. Almost the very beginning. Cain and Abel. Just to keep it short, I'm going to read the third and fourth verse. It says, "In the process of time it came to pass that Cain brought of the fruit of the ground an offering unto the Lord. And Abel, he also brought of the firstlings of his flock and of the fat thereof. And the Lord had respect unto Abel and to his offering." The Lord respected Abel's offering. Okay, at the same time, he didn't respect Cain's. You know, God's not asking for a sheep and the fat thereof. But he is asking for a broken heart and a contrite spirit. When we give that to him, he respects that. You know, the world respects something completely different. The world respects power and money and fame. It cracks me up that people get famous and all of a sudden they're authorities on the Middle East. But that's the world and that's not God. Okay? Because when we have the when God respects our offering, our broken heart and a contrite spirit, that's when we're blessed. When we have his blessing is when he respects what we're doing. What we're offering him with our life. And we all want to be blessed. We all want to have, you know, the things of this world. We all want to have eternal life. We want to have peace. God's saying, you know, I have it. I'll give it to you. You know, but he wants our offering of a broken heart and a contrite spirit. Let's turn over to Alma in the 17th chapter. Actually, before that, you know, one of the words we didn't think about with respect was fear. Is fear respect? That's a question. Is fear respect? Yes. Is anybody going to tell me what the scripture is, that what the fear of the Lord is? The beginning of wisdom. Proverbs 1:7. Okay? That's one of those ones we should be able to memorize. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. We want this respect, we want the wisdom, we want these blessings, and the first thing we've got to do is fear the Lord and respect him. 17th chapter of Alma, page 441. The 68th verse says, "O remember, my son, and learn wisdom in thy youth. Yea, learn in thy youth to keep the commandments of God." Learn in thy youth to respect God. Because all these, once again, the thing, only thing that, if you walk out of here when we're done, and I'm almost done, is remember that some of these little things we don't think are being disrespectful to God are being disrespectful to God. And they're not little things. We've got to be very careful with those things. So the first thing is, in your youth, learn to keep the commandments of God. Learn to respect him for what he is. He is God. They cry unto God for all thy support. Lord, you know, that's the thing is when we ask him to help us respect him, help us to remember, you know, I don't know about you, but my memory's not very good. And I forget. Just like with the reading of scriptures, if I don't do it every day, 3 or 4 days, it's out of there. It's out of my mind. I'm good at that. I don't want to be, but I am. But when we can pray to God to help us through that. Yea, let all thy doings be unto the Lord. Show him respect. You know, when we're doing the vacation church school tonight, the program, that's unto the Lord. It's for God. It's giving him respect because he deserves it. And so when we're doing a special, it's not for the hearers as much as it is. It's for God. Do it unto the Lord. When you're going to work, do it unto the Lord. You know, be an example to the people you work at. This is what a, you know what? This is how a Christian works. Do it unto the Lord. Whithersoever thou goest, whether you're going to the grocery store or whether you're going to, I don't know, Ajo, Yuma, go with the Lord. Go in the Lord. Take the Lord with you. Give him the respect that you want him so much that you're going to take him with you. Yea, let thy thoughts be directed unto the Lord. When we're coming to worship him, our thoughts can't be on everything else but God. It's got to be on him. We have to give him that respect. Let the affections of thy heart be placed upon the Lord forever. Counsel the Lord in all thy doings. One of the things we talked about was with someone that we respect, we go to him for advice. You know, if we're going to somebody for advice, and it would be someone you respect, right? Who are you going to respect more than God? Go to him for advice. Go to him for counsel. Go for him for wisdom. Counsel the Lord in all thy doings, and he will direct thee for good. He's not going to direct thee for what you want. He's not going to direct you for what you want. He's going to direct you for what's good for you. You know, that's part of that peace in saying, you know what, Lord, you're in control. I'm along for the ride. But, you know, it's like, going on a trip and trusting the driver to take you. Instead of pestering him everywhere and going, hey, do you know where you're going? Hey, how much gas you got? Hey, you know, you're going to turn left up here? It's going to drive the driver crazy. But you got to have respect because God's in control. He's earned it. Yea, when thou liest down at night, lie down unto the Lord, that he may watch over you in your sleep. And when thou risest in the morning, let thy heart be full of thanks unto God. If you do these things, you shall be lifted up at the last day. The last thing you do before you go to bed and the first thing you do when you wake up is be mindful of God and show him that respect that he's earned. Even in the little things. You know, if I can, I just want you guys to go from here with a nagging in the back of your mind saying, you know what, I need to respect God. Before I do, whatever, is this something that God wants me to do? Is this right? How am I spending my time? Am I showing God respect by doing this activity? That's my goal, to make you miserable. How am I doing? But truly, because really my goal is that when you do, then you'll be blessed. He'll direct you for good. He'll provide those things that, you know, if you think about Laman and Lemuel complaining all the time, they're complaining about, you know, man, we had it back then. Now we don't have it. God's saying, I got it. I'll give it to you. All you got to do is, you know, obey the commandments. Respect God. Respect the vow you made to him. Remember you made a promise when you got baptized? Respect that vow. If you want, you know, that's one of the things about respect. Do people that have respect keep their promises? If you promise to do something, you're going to follow up on it? Yeah? Well, guess what? You made a promise to God. Follow up on it. Keep it up. He'll bless you. Thank you for your time.